Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you this evening, and I just pray that you would calm my nerves and that you would be able to just communicate your narrative of grace in my life, and that all the people's hearts in this room would be open to what you would have them learn and see that your goodness, Lord, in my life and in my story. We pray all this in your name. Amen. Good evening. My name is Andy, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from anxiety and same-sex attraction.
Andy!
It was June 4th, 2014, when I hit my rock bottom. I vividly recall that evening alone in a dark hotel room on a business trip in Savannah. After some time binging on porn and masturbating, I was now completely filled with the familiar shame and despair that followed. I felt hopeless that I could ever overcome these feelings. I had let Satan's lies consume me, convince me that I was just made this way. In that brief moment, I wanted to give in to the desire to satisfy myself with another man. Little did I know that in that dark moment that God would be closer than ever, quietly calling me to trust and obey. He urged me to go all in, give my heart fully to him, and trust that he would somehow make something beautiful out of the chaos of my mess, restore my relationship with him and others, and heal my broken identity. I am grateful that he pursued me in my weakness. Only by his grace did I not fall into the trap of temptation that night. Now, let me rewind the story and tell you all a little how I got to that point. For as far back as I can remember, I have always been a sensitive person, emotional, kind, compliant, and very much a rule follower. Since an early age, I've always had a love for the arts, architecture, science, nature, and music. I was never one of those rough and tumble types. God wired me this way. I grew up with three sisters and oftentimes an absent father. As a young boy and into adolescence, it was difficult for me to relate with other boys or any strong male figures. By middle school, the majority of my friends were girls. It always seemed easier to connect and build deeper, more meaningful relationships with women. Consequently, my mom, grandmothers, and several other dominant female figures have played a significant role in my life. As a young teenager, I yearned for some masculine influence and began looking at pornography, including images of men. I would lust over these images in my mind and began masturbating regularly as a way to escape. Throughout college, I continued to secretly struggle with these confusing thoughts and wrestled with my own identity as it related to feelings of same-sex attraction. It was during the end of our freshman year when I first met the woman who would eventually become my wife. Our growing friendship developed into a deep love for one another. By summer 2004, we were engaged, and just a few months later, were married. By fall 2006, I had been accepted into graduate school and began my studies that semester. I continued to work full-time, and soon after, we became pregnant with our first child. Those difficult years that followed put a real strain on our marriage, as we had begun to grow distant from each other in our seemingly separate lives. I would be out late, attending evening classes, working all night on school projects, spending time at the office, and even traveling for business. Days would pass without me seeing our young son awake. Not only were we isolated as a couple, but we were also without true community and accountability. And I still struggled with pornography and same-sex attraction. Life was out of balance, and we needed help. The past few years have been a time of spiritual growth and recommitment. Since first visiting in March 2014, the folks here at Watermark have played a pivotal role in the healing and redemptive process that God is doing in my life. Reengage Watermark's marriage ministry was a timely answer to our prayers. For the first time, we heard other couples publicly discuss their shortcomings and sin struggles. We saw authenticity on display like never before and learned about rigorous honesty and openness. Above all, we were witnessing life change in real time, and we wanted that for our marriage. At the heart of the workbook lessons and scripture readings each week was the benefit of an abiding relationship with Jesus and healing through confession. We were also offered the first glimpse of real community, walking through issues of sin struggles and past hurts. True freedom comes from being known, fully known, that is, bringing sin into the light. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I just knew that I would never share this part of my life with others. For nearly 2 decades, I wrongly believed somehow my struggle was terminally unique. However, simply verbalizing my sin struggle appeared to weaken its power over me. For the first time, I could be fully known by others and find true encouragement in community. Prior to re-engage, my wife was the only person who knew parts of my struggle with same-sex attraction. My initial confession to her was met with grace and love. The unconditional love that she showed me was like that of our Heavenly Father in the steadfast pursuit of his children. I'm also blessed beyond belief to have a wife that looks past my sin and brokenness and continues to love me as Christ does. In the midst of all the guilt, of all the past guilt and shame, she extends a Christ-like level of grace to me, and for that I am grateful. By August 2015, I had began attending Regeneration to work through my primary struggle with same-sex attraction and related issues of anxiety and depression. After groundwork, I was divinely placed in a group co-led by a great man of God who had also struggled with same-sex attraction for much of his life. This was just another confirmation that I was right where God wanted me to be. Through Regeneration, the Lord has placed godly mentors and strong men of faith who have continued to disciple me through the journey of biblical recovery. I finished up my step group last September, and he has continued to a supernatural restoration within me. For the past 8 months, I have had the privilege of shepherding 12 men through the 12 steps. Our group is only a week away from commencement, and I could not be more amazed by the awesome healing power of our God. Each Monday, my co-leader and I have a sideline perspective of God changing these men through a renewed relationship with his son, Jesus Christ. It is honestly the most rewarding experience I have ever had. If tonight is your first time in this big auditorium, let me assure you that God has you here for a reason. He wants to remind you that he loves you right where you are, right now. And my hope is that his story of grace in my life has shown you just a glimpse of his awesome goodness. As promised, the Lord continues to renew my mind and restore me into a new creation in him. After finding freedom and victory over the temptations of same-sex attraction, it is a distant desire as I continue to trust Jesus daily. Now, rather than seeing the pleasure of sin, I cannot ignore the pain that sin causes. I am also reminded of God's goodness to deliver me from the pain of my sinful nature. In Psalm 32, 1 through 5, David writes, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover my iniquity. I said, I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave me the iniquity of my sin. I am here today, comfortable sharing my story, knowing that he is still working on my heart and teaching me to wholly rely on the Holy Spirit. Sharing these details demonstrates that, like all of us, I am in desperate need of God's continual grace and complete forgiveness. In our sinful nature, we all have the tendency to want to hide our sins and struggles for fear that we will be judged, condemned, or not fully understood by others. Ironically, however, it is when we share out of bravery and obedience that others are encouraged to open up as well. God desires for us to live in community, being held accountable to each other. Satan, however, wants us to live in darkness with our secrets and lies. For too long, I tried living in isolation and trying to do it all on my own. I encourage you, too, to come out of hiding. In closing, let me leave you with a quote that I recently read. It is a timely warning to not believe the lies of the enemy. Instead, be reminded of God's grace, that God's grace and love abounds. Satan knows your name, but calls you by your sin. Jesus knows your sin, but calls you by your name. Tonight, he is calling you. My name is Andy, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from anxiety and same-sex attraction. I give all the glory to our amazing God who restores my life and now defines my identity through the sacrifice of his son. Thank you.